Well, good morning, everyone. Well, I'm glad to see that Minneapolis is like the rest of the Midwest, where you have like 2 days of spring and then summer sets in, right? It's wonderful to be with you all. It's always fun sprinkling people. I remember this one time I was sprinkling someone at a parish, and I sprinkled this one family, and then the mother grabs her teenage son and puts him out into the aisle and says, "Get this one again." So no one did that this time, but so that's good news. It's a good sign. So today we celebrate Pentecost. We celebrate the fact that Jesus shares Jesus' own spirit with us. The very thing that motivated Jesus, the very thing that inspired Jesus, the very same thing that gave Jesus the power to do what Jesus did is now bestowed upon us. For the last 8 weeks, we have been celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of who we are. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not enough. It's not enough because even though Jesus was resurrected, even though Jesus showed himself to the apostles after he rose from the dead, it still didn't change them. They still hid in the upper room. They were still afraid of the Jewish leaders. They were afraid that what happened to Jesus was going to happen to them. They believed that Jesus was alive, but it didn't change their life. Because they didn't have the Spirit. I dare say it's not the resurrection of Jesus Christ that makes us Christian. It's the Spirit of Christ. It's the gift of the Spirit that Jesus shares with us that formed Christianity. Because once the Spirit was bestowed, the followers of Jesus suddenly had the courage of Jesus, the wisdom of Jesus, the boldness of Jesus, the compassion of Jesus, the strength of Jesus, the gifts of Jesus. And they left that upper room in the power of the Spirit. And they went to the temple and prayed in the power of the Spirit. And they proclaimed the name of Jesus in the power of the Spirit. And they healed the cripples in the power of the Spirit. And they began to share the Spirit of Jesus with other believers. That is Christianity. Whenever we do something that is Christian, whenever we show an act of charity in the name of Christ, whenever we show an act of justice in the name of Christ, whenever we try to change our life to be more like Christ, that's the Spirit. It's the Spirit of Jesus moving in us. It's not just enough for us to say, "I believe in Jesus Christ risen from the dead." We have to have the Spirit of Christ in order to make Jesus alive in the world. There are many ways we do this, but I think the reason I like the gospel today is because it really shows the essence of Christianity. If you want to cut away everything about what it means to be a Christian, it's in the gospel today. To be a Christian is to embody fully the spirit of forgiveness that moved Jesus throughout his life. That spirit of forgiveness was the essence, that spirit of mercy, that spirit of compassion. It was the essence of everything he did, of everything he was. And he shares that spirit with his followers. And if you ever want to know the measure of your Christianity, if I want to know the measure of my Christianity, I only have to ask myself one question. Am I living a life that is of forgiveness? Jesus gives the followers, his followers, when he gives the Spirit, a tremendous power. He says, if you hold people to their sins, if you hold people to their sins, they will retain those sins. They will carry those sins with them. But if you forgive their sins, you will free that person of what burdens them. This is the hardest task in the world. Perhaps there are so few Christians, because real Christians, because it's the hardest religion perhaps in the world. To live a life that embodies forgiveness. What is the spirit of forgiveness? I think a lot of us are hesitant to forgive because we think that it is humiliating. We think it means defeat. We think it means submission to injustice. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is simply this. When someone harms me, when someone robs me of something precious in my life, I do not retaliate. I do not wish that for them. It's the hardest thing in the world, isn't it? Forgiveness is simply this. When someone harms me, when someone robs me of something precious, when someone takes something from me, dignity, pride, esteem, self-trust, I do not wish that for them in return. It's as simple as that. But it's the hardest thing in the world, isn't it? Isn't it? It's my natural inclination. Forgiveness is simply blessing the people who harm us. Getting to that place. When we can bless people who harm us, we are in the spirit of Jesus. We are being the best Christians possible. It's important to know that forgiveness does not mean reconciliation. It doesn't mean we have to be in relationship with that person. It doesn't mean we have to try to mend fences or bridges with them. Sometimes we will, sometimes we won't. That's not necessarily part of forgiveness. And forgiveness is not necessarily forgetting. A lot of people say forgive and forget. No. Jesus, as you know, as you heard today in the gospel, he carried the wounds of his crucifixion with him into the resurrection. They're with him still. He does not forget what happened to him. We don't forget what happened to him. But we forgive what happened to him. Forgiveness opens us up deeper and deeper to true life, to true love, to true joy, to true strength. It gives us an invitation to a life of healing, a life of freedom, a life that's not burdened. But more importantly, we offer that to someone else who perhaps even is our enemy. Oh my gosh, that is the spirit. That is what draws us together. That is the reason why we gather and hear the word of Jesus. That is the reason why we gather at this table of forgiveness. So that the life of mercy that Jesus lived can be our life too. One of the first exemplar Christians, I really would say, in the very early church was St. Stephen, the first martyr. And I don't know if you remember that story, but Stephen, who spoke up for himself, who was very proud of who he was, who told the truth, like Jesus, was murdered by the Jewish leaders. And what are the words he uttered as he dies? Forgive them, Father, they do not know what they are doing. The same words that Jesus uttered on the cross. And so on this Pentecost Sunday, let us ask ourselves to live in this wondrous spirit of Jesus' mercy. Let that renew our hearts. Let it renew our families. It will. Let it renew our neighborhoods. It will. Let it renew our country. It will. Let it renew the church. It will. It always has. That's the spirit by which we live and move and have our being. And we are grateful that Jesus, in Jesus' great generosity, shares it with us every day.